Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next 4 hours, where you can find us across a multitude of platforms. Make sure to watch us live 24/7 on the BetMGM Network and directly on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. You can watch us on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you'd like to listen to us, you can go ahead and do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. You can find me on Instagram at Femi_Abebefe. I logged into Instagram last night for all of 2 minutes, and then I logged out. But you can find me on IG at Femi_Abebefe. Hit up the show on Twitter at YouBetterYouBet and the entire network at BetMGM Network over on Twitter. If you like our show, like Bet Sweats, BetMGM Tonight, Daily Tip, all the shows that we have across the network, weekdays and weekends, at BetMGM Network is where you can find the wagertainment. We got the whole crew hanging with us here on this Thursday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Hassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Sean Ha, Addy Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals. AFC North in primetime. Let's get after it. But as always, because we're going to get to a lot of stuff over the course of these 4 hours, make sure you hit us up in podcast form. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, I mean, we're doing you such a kind favor to put this content in on-demand fashion for you to consume directly to your ear. The least you can do is when you visit You Better You Bet wherever you get your podcasts is to subscribe, rate, and review. We have 4 guests who will be joining us across these 4 hours, starting at 5:20 Eastern time. Professional sports better, part of the Hammer HQ, our buddy Joey Knish, baby. Knish is hitting us up to talk some college football and the National Football League. The Honolulu Blue, they suffered an L in primetime last Sunday night against the Chiefs. Will they bounce back next Monday night when they take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? We'll talk Michigan, Detroit, and any other bets that Knish has in the ledger. At 5:40 Eastern, NBA writer for The Athletic, host of the Count the Dings podcast, Zach Harper returns to us here on You Better You Bet as we talk all things association with opening night coming up on Tuesday. Very fired up for that in the NBA. And then at 6 o'clock Eastern, to begin the Power Hour, NBC's lead betting analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, Jay Croucher, joins us for his weekly Thursday spot. Going to get all of Jay's thoughts ahead of Week 7 in the NFL. And then to wrap up the quartet of guests that we have, at 6:20 Eastern, professional sports bettor, founder of the Hammer HQ, co-host of Forward Progress, Rob Pozzola, gives us his best bets for Week 7 in the NFL. So we have a lot of guests on this jam-packed Thursday, but we also want to hear from you guys as well. At home, watching, listening, in the office, wherever you are, let us know, what's your favorite bet for tonight's Thursday night football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati Bengals? It could be a side, a total, a prop, whatever you like for tonight's game. Let us know in the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat, and we will go ahead and give you a shout out later on in the program. Absolutely fired up to see what the real ones have to think for tonight's Thursday night football game. And that's where we begin the show today, with this AFC North clash between the Pittsburgh Steelers and Cincinnati Bengals. Now, the betting market over at BetMGM has the Steelers as a 5.5-point favorite, total sitting at 45. The big movement with this game has been to the total. This was 43.5 earlier in the week. We have crossed through the key number of 44 to where we sit now here at 45 on game day. And that is the consensus number pretty much everywhere in the market. A couple places at 44.5, but 45 is the consensus number, and that's the number at BetMGM where we make it legendary. The big news with this game just came out, though, about an hour ago, maybe 90 minutes ago, with the Cincinnati Bengals. Their star edge rusher, Trey Hendrickson, is not expected to play in tonight's game. Hendrickson is dealing with a hip injury, did not practice at all this week. They were hoping that he could try to give it a go. Apparently now, as we're about 5 hours away from kickoff, he says, you know what? It's a no-go. Too short of a week. Hendrickson will not be out there, which when you think about the Bengals defense with Trey Hendrickson and how bad they are, well, now think about them without Trey Hendrickson, the leading sack getter last season in the NFL. So no Hendrickson tonight for the Bengals. No Mike Gesicki tonight for the Cincinnati Bengals, their tight end. He was placed on IR earlier this week. And for the Pittsburgh Steelers, their wide receiver, Calvin Austin, who's turned into their wide receiver two with George Pickens down in Dallas. They got DK Metcalf and Calvin Austin, two like very different receivers from a size standpoint. Here's DK Metcalf at like 6'4". Calvin Austin's like 5'10" or something like that. He is out with a shoulder injury, but Calvin Austin has been really good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So just keep that in mind. I know I was looking and handicapping the first TD score market earlier this morning. Calvin Austin was listed. We've known for a couple of days now, Calvin Austin was not going to be playing in the game. So go out there and take advantage of some of these touchdown markets. If you see Calvin Austin listed, he will not be active for the Steelers tonight. And I know everyone's been making the jokes about it, but I do think it's like noteworthy to go out there and say this. But like the icy hot bowl, because Aaron Rodgers was asked about he and Joe Flacco, quarterbacks north of 40, Flacco 40 years old, Rodgers 41 years old. It's kind of crazy that these guys are still going at it. The fourth time in league history that we have two quarterbacks over the age of 40 squaring off. The other three times were those NFC South clashes between Tom Brady and Drew Brees. But yeah, we got the old guys on a short week. Should be pretty fun. And actually, maybe that makes for like an interesting betting standpoint here. Like short week for older players. Maybe we're not going to get as many fireworks as the betting market suggests. But the big thing for me tonight, and why I'm so interested in watching this game, even though on paper it might not be like the sexiest matchup that you could ever manufacture for a primetime game, is that tonight is all about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Tonight is the Pittsburgh Steelers showcase game. It is their Steelers in the spotlight game. And usually for a glamour franchise like the Pittsburgh Steelers, six-time Super Bowl champions, they have a Super Bowl winning head coach in Mike Tomlin, very popular coach. The media loves him. I love Mike Tomlin. We all love Mike Tomlin. They have a future Hall of Famer at quarterback in Aaron Rodgers, also a Super Bowl winner. But with all of that as the creation of this team, they've certainly flown under the radar, it feels like. And there's a bunch of reasons as to why that might be the case. I think the biggest reason, honestly, is that they haven't played in primetime nor they've played in the 425 slot. Like, it's all been the 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon, and then they had one game bright and early in Dublin against the Minnesota Vikings. But, like, that's an international game. Some people aren't even up, especially on the West Coast. That game kicks off at 6:30 in the morning. I was up because I'm in them streets an absolute junkie for the NFL, but like a lot of people are. I mean, my wife is a Vikings fan. She was sleeping in the game. She wasn't awake. So like we haven't yet seen the Steelers in kind of like a standalone primetime game where we're all watching this team, which is one of the reasons why I think a lot of people, and I think this is probably like my like least favorite genre of sports talk, but like it's kind of true as it pertains to the Steelers. The whole like nobody's talking about insert player X, team X, coach X, whatever. Like nobody really is talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers other than looking up and saying, whoa, the Steelers are 4-1 and they're the odds on favorites to win the AFC North. Like this thing, it feels like it's happened so quickly for the Pittsburgh Steelers after what was a weird courtship of Aaron Rodgers, not knowing when he was going to show up for OTAs or mini camp or whatever, end up showing up for training camp. But so far through 5 games and through 6 weeks, so far so good for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I'll say this because you guys know how I feel about this team. I talked about them yesterday on the show when I broke down the 14 teams that I feel will make the playoffs. The Steelers were not one of those teams because I think the Steelers are rather mediocre. But I will say this on the positive for Pittsburgh. Offensively, you know, starting to find themselves a little bit. It's not the prettiest, but it's also not the worst. It's not what it was last year with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. It's not what it was with Kenny Pickett and Mason Rudolph. You know, this offensive coordinator Arthur Smith and the quarterback Aaron Rodgers, it's trending in the right direction. And I love what I'm seeing out of DK Metcalf. Like that might be one of those situations where both teams won the trade. Like everyone was wondering, like Seattle, they traded DK Metcalf to Pittsburgh. What's going to happen there? Well, they don't have to deal with his salary. We all know the Seahawks offense is going really well with Jaxon Smith-Njigba and Sam Darnold. And for the Steelers, it's worked out really well for them. DK Metcalf's been a monster for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been really, really good. Now, defensively, on paper, it looks like they should be awesome. And when you look at the roster, you see TJ Watt, Cam Hayward, Nick Herbig, Alex Highsmith. You got Jalen Ramsey on the back end, Joey Porter Jr. All these stars that we all know for defensive football, they have them. But like when you look under the hood and you watch them play, it's like, okay, they're very opportunistic in terms of getting turnovers, but are they actually a good defense? I don't think they are. I think they're kind of a middle-of-the-road defense, just average, 16th in the league, and that's where they rank, actually, in success rate, 16th on defense. I think that's actually the truth of the Pittsburgh Steelers. But the beauty for the Steelers this year, at least, as it stands right now, as we're sitting here on October 16th, on the precipice of tonight's game, where they're a 5.5-point favorite against a division rival, this division has turned disastrous for Pittsburgh. Like, the Ravens have imploded or near implosion with all the injuries and their 1-5 start. The Bengals lost Joe Burrow week 2, and the Browns are the Browns. In the summer, we thought this was going to be one of the more difficult divisions in the league. And now the sea has been parted for Pittsburgh to be the team that waltzes to a division title. Now, I don't think that's going to happen per se, because I believe that this team, once they start playing better opponents, which might not be tonight, but once they start playing better opponents, reality will quickly set in. And I still am holding on to hope that Baltimore will be able to turn that ship around and get going in the right direction. But I must admit, it's all out there on a platter for Pittsburgh, which makes tonight's game so critical for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we'll get into the betting trends of Mike Tomlin as a road favorite in the next segment. But this is a very, very pivotal game for the Steelers, a very important game if they want to fulfill these expectations as an odds-on favorite to win the division. Now, speaking of their division foes, the team they're facing tonight, the Cincinnati Bengals, I mean, they're just playing out the string, it feels like. like this team is not very good. Do they have a chance to salvage this season? No, they don't. And they made the trade for Joe Flacco to try to do something because Zach Taylor, the head coach, is definitely feeling it a little bit on the hot seat. And of course, this team is hoping that maybe they can scratch and crawl their way to being in contention to where Joe Burrow shows up in December. And maybe, hey, we could potentially make a run at this thing. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Joe Flacco makes them a hell of a lot more interesting than they were with Jake Browning, because Flacco is more likely to push the ball down the field and try to make some plays. Also going to make plays for the opposition as well. But, like, let's call a spade a spade. Flacco was one of the worst quarterbacks in the league when he was in Cleveland. That offensive line is a lot better than the offensive line that he's playing behind right now. So, for Cincinnati, while tonight might be frisky, hint, hint, as to what I might like in the game, I don't think that this team is going anywhere. And this just to me feels like we're headed towards Joe Burrow placed on season-ending IR in a few weeks or maybe in about 5 weeks. And then Zach Taylor playing out the string on his job and likely not returning in 2026. So that's where part of my attention will be tonight. The other part of my attention, as we're getting started here on You Better You Bet on a Thursday, will be with the ALCS and the Blue Jays and the Mariners. So last night, game three, how about it? I'll tell you this. I was almost levitating when Julio Rodriguez hit that two-run homer in the first inning. Like, I was on fire. The city of Seattle was on fire. It just felt like that moment. And like everyone's going nuts, two games away. Like, oh my goodness, they take this game, one win away. And then it took a turn for the worst. Here's Toronto, hit him with a five spot in the third. George Springer homer in the fourth. Vlad Guerrero Jr. homer in the fifth. Another crooked number, four spot in the sixth. Blue Jays scored 12 runs across four innings. George Kirby didn't have it whatsoever. Shane Bieber settled in after giving up the two-run bomb to Julio Rodriguez. And that's how you have a 13-4 Blue Jays victory. Now, when you turn it to tonight, because this is the real pivotal game, which is going to determine whether we have a series or not, the Mariners are a minus 120 favorite. The Blue Jays are even money, total at 7.5. Max Scherzer on the mound for Toronto. Can't wait to see what that looks like going up against Luis Castillo. I do believe the Mariners get back on track. I think because yesterday's game was such an outlier, it actually bodes well for the Mariners. And Nick was talking to me on the phone earlier today when we're planning out the show and says, oh, it sounds like you're taking a little bit of copium here. And I was like, you know what? There's some copium seasoning, but the meal is not copium. But there is some copium seasoning going on here. But I truly believe, like, if the Mariners lost a heartbreaker, that's when I would have been worried, like, oh my goodness, okay, maybe the confidence is shaken up a little bit. But because that was such a horrendous performance, I think it's an easy game to burn the tape, throw it in the trash. And as we say in baseball, momentum is only as good as next day's pitcher. Next day's pitcher, which is today's pitcher, Luis Castillo, I think gets it done in front of the home crowd. We're just getting started here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, we tackle the top headlines in the world of sports.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this Thursday afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Steelers and the Bengals. Bengals? I don't know who they are. The Steelers and the Bengals. First Steelers primetime game of the season. Usually we don't have to wait this long to get the Steelers in a standalone spot, which I think makes for an interesting game because we're all going to take it all in as a country and watch this game tonight. That's coming up in 40 minutes. 20 minutes from now, I'll break down the NFL awards markets, Coach of the Year, both Offensive and Rookie of the Year, as well as Comeback Player of the Year. And Offensive Rookie of the Year this week with the Emeka Ebuka hamstring injury, very, very interesting. Because it hasn't been interesting. It's just been Ebuka, and he scores touchdowns every game. But now that he's going to miss some time, as what the insiders are saying, at least Monday night, maybe longer, I think it makes for a fun betting opportunity for O'Roy. We'll break that down in the next segment. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, is our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how are we doing on this Thursday, man? Happy week 7 to you and yours.
Happy week 7 to you, Femi. A lesson learned today. Don't have a turkey sandwich on an everything bagel about 45 minutes before showtime.
Oh, no.
Check the teeth there. Right before we did the headline segment, and there were seeds galore. So lesson learned, no everything bagels before the show.
Yeah, the everything bagel was a horrendous choice. But the turkey, too, like the tryptophan, you know, some get a little sleepy every now and then. Like turkeys, it's a tricky one right before you're supposed to go on to a show, man. Like that's a bold decision by you.
But you don't have to worry because New York delis will give you about 2 slices of turkey these days. There's not a lot of substance on there as they're all cutting costs. But yeah, it'll get the job done.
Hopefully Bill is able to stay awake for this headline segment here at 3:20 as we get to our top stories. Yeah, exactly. There we go. Part snoring, part swine. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
Well, you said it, Femi. Happy week 7 to everybody. It's week 7 already. The NFL season is flying by, but we're kicking it off on Thursday night football. It'll be the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Cincinnati Bengals. Femi, the Steelers are a 5.5-point favorite. The total of this one right now set at 45. I got to ask you, how are you and the rest of the folks betting this one over at BetMGM?
Yeah, this is a fun betting market as far as I'm concerned with the 5.5-point spread. Like, I am dying for it to get to 6. I have not placed a bet yet. I'm going to end up on Cincinnati, but I don't feel the need to rush right now and take 5.5 because you don't really lose anything. Oh, the number went down to 5. Oh, I can't bet. No, you can still bet it. But if it ever gets to 6 being a key-ish number, that is massive. So I have not made a bet yet, but I will be betting the Cincinnati Bengals at some point prior to kickoff. So that's where I stand on the side. And the reason why I stand there is that time and time again, we have seen Mike Tomlin-led teams lay an absolute stinker in this very spot. This is the time where you need to be afraid of the Pittsburgh Steelers and Mike Tomlin. When people start buying in, the Steelers are 4-1. They're the AFC North favorites. That's when you want to sell the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, we literally did this exercise last year with the Steelers. I mean, they got off to the nice start. They beat the Ravens at home, and everyone's like, oh, Pittsburgh. And then they lost 4 straight to end the season and then lost in the playoff game to Baltimore, got blown out in that game. Like, when you start buying in, that's when you need to run the other way and say, all right, I need to sell all Steelers stock. And the reason why I think tonight is the night to sell is that since 2007, when Mike Tomlin took over as the head coach, as a road favorite, the Pittsburgh Steelers are 34-43-3 against the spread. A 44% cover rate. That is not profitable for those of you doing the math at home. That is the third worst ATS record in that time frame for any team. This is the Tomlin spot where, for some reason, he can't get his team to get up and win the game and outperform expectations. Now, maybe they squeak by. That could be a potential, but I don't think this is going to be Steelers by a touchdown, Steelers by 10. I could easily see it being like 23-20, 26-23, 24-21, something like that, where the Steelers, you look at the end of the game, you're just like, wow, Steelers, they really touched the stove on that one, but they got by nonetheless. Like, I think that's how this is going to play out. I'm not necessarily banging the table for Bengals money line like I was for Bears money line to pat myself on the back from this past Monday night, but I still think that Cincinnati is competitive in the game and they cover the 5.5. So give me the Bengals plus the points. As for what everyone else is betting, the BetMGM Insights, courtesy of our friend John Ewing, 58% of the bets, 57% of the handle is on the Steelers laying the 5.5. 68% of bets and 84% of the handles on over 44. That's now since moved up to 45. 55% of the bets on the Bengals money line at plus 200, but 74% of the handle is on Steelers money line minus 250. Obviously, having to lay 250 to win 100 with the big favorite. For the popular player props, fifth most popular is Jamar Chase over 74.5 receiving yards. Fourth most popular, DK Metcalf over 64.5 receiving yards. Third most popular, Noah Fant over 27.5 receiving yards. I mean, a lot of passing in this game, huh? Second most popular, Chase Brown, the Bengals running back, under 13.5 rushing attempts. And the most popular player prop over at BetMGM, where we look to make it legendary, Darnell Washington over 22.5 receiving yards. Very interesting there as folks are backing the Steelers tight end. As for the most popular anytime TD score, it is DK Metcalf at plus 145, but Darnell Washington's the second most popular. Everyone's in on Darnell Washington tonight. Femi's Island, we're not in on Darnell Washington, which we'll reveal later on at 6:40 Eastern time. Bill, hit me with the next story.
That was going to be my next question, Femi. So let's wait for Island till 6:40 and let's move over to the Diamond, because you talked about the ALCS, but we've got game three of the NLCS. That's going to be starting at 6:00 Eastern at Dodger Stadium. It's the Milwaukee Brewers going with Aaron Ashby in what looks like it's going to be a bullpen game against the LA Dodgers, who will be throwing Tyler Glasnow. Now over at BetMGM, LA is minus 175 on the money line, Brewers plus 145, and Femi, the total runs in this one is set at 8.
Yeah, Bill and I, we were talking about this earlier this morning when we were getting ready for the show. Like, these bullpen games are absurd. Like, this is the playoffs, man. But like, this is new wave 2025 baseball. I guess it's what we got to do. Kudos to the Dodgers for throwing starters out there each and every night in the postseason. Like, this is what it's supposed to look like. And the Dodgers starters have been the story. Blake Snell in game one, Yoshinobu Yamamoto in game two. Those dudes were dominant. Yamamoto with the complete game, Snell with the 8 innings and the 10 strikeouts. They have not been able to get to this bullpen. But I will say, if you think the Brewers can get to the bullpen, I wouldn't go with betting the Brewers. I just bet the over. That would be my bet. I think game two should have gone over the total. I bet over 7. That was a very tilting experience with the Dodgers leaving 10 men on base. Did not find that very enjoyable. But I do think it was the right bet. So if you believe that maybe Tyler Glasnow is not going to give you what Snell and Yamamoto gave you, I think this screams over with the Brewers and the Dodgers. Now, the Dodgers, to bet them, I mean, they're such a big favorite, minus 175. I don't really want to dive into that. I think they're going to win, but so does the betting market. The way that I'm going to bet this game tonight, I'm betting on Shohei to get out of this slump. It's been bad for Shohei Ohtani in October. Ohtani is 5 for 34 so far in October, batting 147. He hit 2 home runs against the Cincinnati Reds in that game one of the NL wildcard series. Since then, he's got some 0 for 4, an 0 for 5, an 0 for 4, or 1 for 5, striking out a ton, leaving dudes on base. And there's been a lot of discussion. Hey, is Ohtani having to focus on pitching? Is that taken away from the hitting? Ohtani will be on the mound for the Dodgers tomorrow night. I don't care. Let's sell this nonsense. I think Ohtani is just fine. Sometimes he goes through these slumps if you track how Ohtani fails. Like he has these moments where he's just going to strike out a ton. But you live with that, because what you're going to get tonight is a man who will meet the moment, read the room, and leave the yard. I like Ohtani to hit a home run plus 250 over at BetMGM. Not the biggest price, but I like betting on the best player in the sport. I think he hits a homer, goes yard, and we are cashing a ticket later on this evening. Bill, hit me with the next story.
I mean, we've got some important notes in the National Football League. So let us start with the Arizona Cardinals, because Kyler Murray at practice today was throwing to the practice squad wide receivers, while Jacoby Brissett was the one getting in the work, with the top receivers once again. Cardinals have a home game this Sunday against the Packers, and Femi, looks like Jacoby Brissett might be getting another start here against Green Bay.
Yeah, that's what all signs are pointing to. And what I find most interesting is that the betting market was just like, all right, whatever. like this did not move at all. I was expecting, hey, maybe we go from 6.5 to 7, you know? And I guess maybe just because Kyler's still practicing, folks want to get some more information because it's just Thursday. Tomorrow will give us a more clear picture as to what the plan will be for the Cardinals behind center. But I didn't think that this was going to be 6.5 with Jacoby Brissett as the quarterback. Now, maybe that is an upgrade on how we think about Jacoby Brissett, and to which that I would say be careful. Or maybe it's a downgrade of the Green Bay Packers, who through 3 weeks have not looked very impressive. Like, they had the tie against the Cowboys. Of course, they had the loss against the Browns before that. And they just had an unimpressive victory over the Cincinnati Bengals this past Sunday. Could be a little bit of column A, column B. But I would actually lean towards betting Green Bay at these prices. I haven't made up my mind yet, and I haven't got to the window. But I don't think I would ever bet the Cardinals. Like, the Jacoby Brissett game, like, hey, the fallen hero spot, all that stuff, that was last week. This gets a little bit more problematic now that teams have the tape. And Brissett, not the most mobile guy, going up against that Packers pass rush, and you're already hearing Matt LaFleur starting to get in the ears now of the officials being like, oh, Micah Parsons is being held, which I'll tell Packers fans, welcome to that club. Like, Cowboys fans have been screaming about that the last 4 years. Like, look how much they're holding Micah Parsons. Like, for some reason, he doesn't get calls. I don't know. Maybe he's bleep-talking the referees or what's going on, but he doesn't ever get calls. But, like, LaFleur's already planting those seeds. I think this Packers pass rush comes alive against the Cardinals down in the desert. If I had to bet the game, it would be laying the 6.5 with Green Bay. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Well, Femi, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers seemingly have had every starting skill position player out with injury. Last week, they finished the game without Irving, Evans, Godwin, or Igbuka. Well, good news for Tampa this week as they prep for their road game against Detroit. Mike Evans is practicing this week, and Femi, it appears that he will be back and playing with Baker Mayfield and the Bucs this week.
Yeah, the Buccaneers injury report's like whack-a-mole. Like, you get one, another one pops up. It's like, what's going on? Like, hey, Mike Evans is coming back. Well, see you later, Emeka Buka. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. Like, for some reason, they just cannot get everyone on the field. Like, when they do get everyone on the field, that's a very scary offense because they got a quarterback that's absolutely locked in, and they have an offensive personnel that is amazing, and a play caller in Josh Grizzard that it looks like he might be a future head coach. So at some point, maybe next month or whenever, they're going to be a team to look out for, but you don't need me to tell you that. Everyone's screaming about how great the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are, which leads me to my bet in this game, the Detroit Lions. I think that this is a nice sell spot for Tampa. And I know I'm saying this to somebody who bet San Francisco last week. Maybe I was a little bit ahead of selling on the Buccaneers, but this just feels like one of those games where Detroit's coming off a high-profile loss in primetime to the Kansas City Chiefs. Tampa with a high-profile win in the national TV game in the late window last Sunday. Everyone's talking about Baker Mayfield MVP. Look at the Bucs. Todd Bowles is doing such a great job with all these injuries. Oh, why is the line 5.5? That seems like way too many points. Is it too many points? Maybe it's not enough points. I laid 4.5 earlier this week. I would lay anything under 6. At 5.5, it'd still be a bet for me. I think the Lions get back and get right, even though they have their own issues in the secondary in particular, where Kirby Joseph didn't practice today and Brian Branch, the suspension was upheld after he tried to appeal that yesterday. Like, it's going to be a little bit rocky in that secondary, but I think you get points and I think you get the Lions getting it done at home, a nice bounce back spot. Give me Detroit, lay the number, because I think the Lions show everybody that, hey, they're still a premier team in the NFL, and they're going to do it against one of the best teams in Tampa Bay. Bill, hit me with the next story.
All right, Femi, we've talked about how inept the New York Jets offense looked this past weekend against the Denver Broncos. The Jets, of course, 9 sacks and 9 completions, -10 net passing yards in the game. The first team this century to accomplish having -10 or more, or would it be -10 or less? I'm not sure, but, you know, -10 going that wrong direction yardage, the first team this century to do it. This week, Justin Fields says he's been too conservative operating the offense, and he plans to be more aggressive. Now, Femi, as a Bears fan, this is something I've heard Fields say before, but things, at least in the past, never change.
You know, what's so interesting about Fields' comments is that he was saying, you know, I pride myself on, like, taking care of the football and not turning it over, putting it in harm's way. I'm like, buddy, we all have, like, 4K television. We see the games, man. Like, I don't know if I'm, I don't think word association, Justin Fields, protect the football. That's like, no, like, that's not a thing for me, at least. Like, from what I've seen, the fumbles are pretty egregious and he will throw it into coverage time and time again. But I think this spells to be a disaster for the Jets. Like, Justin Fields, there's a reason why I'm sure the coaching staff is telling him, hey, man, just emphasis on protecting the ball. Please protect the ball. Maybe it gives us a chance in these games. If he's going out there and, in his words, letting it rip, I'm not going to like this scenario for the Jets at all. I know you can pass on Carolina. Secondary is not that great. It's the run defense that's much better for the Panthers. I don't think Fields is going to find success in this game. If I had to bet this game, it would be laying the one with Carolina. It's surprising that the Jets were honestly opening up as the favorite with this one, but those quickly went away. I think as we're all seeing the same thing, there's no way that Fields in this offense can be favored against anyone in the NFL, including like the likes of the Cleveland Browns. I mean, even that would have to be a pick'em. But for me, it's Carolina or pass. I don't want to see Justin Fields letting it rip. And in fact, I'd rather see Tyrod Taylor behind center or the New York Jets. All right, on the other side, let's talk some NFL awards. I tell you, the player you need to bet to win Offensive Rookie of the Year next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Thursday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals, which reminds me, I need to remind you watching and listening at home, drop into the YouTube chat or into the Twitch chat your favorite bet for tonight's Thursday night football game. Could be a side, a total, a prop, like whatever you like. Let us know your favorite bet, and you must include the rationale. Tell us the why, and we will give you a head nod later on during the show. But let's go ahead and get into our NFL awards conversation here, as we always do on Thursday, breaking down Coach of the Year, both Rookies of the Year, and Comeback Player of the Year. And Coach of the Year, to me, it remains the Shane Steichen show. You know, like, this is kind of where we're sitting at right now. Now, there's other guys who are interesting, which we'll bring up as well. But as long as the Colts keep winning games, Steichen is a deserved favorite at plus 240 over at BetMGM. As obviously somebody's going to ring my doorbell, and now here we go. But Shane Steichen is the plus 240 favorite. 5-1 is the record of the Indianapolis Colts, who were 8-9 last season. Now, this week, tough game for Indianapolis. They're 1.5 on the road against the Chargers as a small underdog. But the schedule after this game, pretty manageable. Next couple weeks, hosting the Titans, you're at the Steelers. He is the quintessential improvement coach, as his team is in line to go 11-6, potentially 12-5 with Daniel Jones as his quarterback. Like, I don't think anyone's beaten that case if this team goes 12-5 or 11-6. So for me, Shane Steichen, a very deserved favorite right now. Now, there's some other coaches that I think could make a run at it if the Colts were to trip up over the rest of this season. Mike Vrabel is starting to get some buzz, and rightfully so. If you remember, about 4 weeks ago, we talked about Mike Vrabel as a bet at 15-1. He's now down to 5-1 at BetMGM, with the Patriots sitting at 4-2. Vrabel returns to his old stomping grounds in Nashville this weekend to take on the Titans, where his team, the Patriots, are 7-point favorites. Now, his case, as I outlined last week, I think is kind of like, I think he kind of needs to win the AFC East to get this one done. If they go 11-6, 10-7, I think 11-6 is more likely than 10-7, by the way, when you look at their schedule. I think that'll just be like a, hey, great job, you know, second place finish, third place finish. But I don't think he would beat someone like Shane Steichen unless the Colts really kind of like fall off the wagon here over the second half of the season. And also Vrabel having won the award, it's tricky to win this award multiple times. Like, you really have to either switch teams, which he has done, or for some reason have like a really down season and then have like a really good season again, which we've seen. Like, we call that the Ron Rivera, who's won this award multiple times, just based on having like horrendous seasons in between really good seasons. But I think for me, how Vrabel beats Shane Steichen would be getting the one seed or winning the AFC East. And that potentially is on the table for New England, who's 10-1 to get the one seed. I think that you have to keep Vrabel in mind. And I think this week, you're going to see the Vrabel price shorten when they beat Tennessee, and the Steichen price get a little bit longer when they lose to the Chargers, or if they lose to the Chargers. And then maybe we have like a co-favorite situation. But for right now, I don't think there's a whole lot of value in betting plus 500, because when you keep the long game in mind, will he actually win the award? Steichen has a much lower bar, in my opinion, to clear than someone like Vrabel, who's competing with one of the Super Bowl contenders in the Buffalo Bills. Now, another coach who I think is really interesting here before we get to the rookies and the comeback, Ben Johnson of the Chicago Bears. He was the preseason favorite to win Coach of the Year. And like, usually those guys don't win, because the reason why the guy is a preseason favorite is because we all expect his team to be much better than it was previously. And if you don't surprise us, we don't give you the award. Like, that's kind of how these things sort of go. It's sort of like counterintuitive a little bit. Like, you don't want to be the preseason favorite. But I will say this about Chicago and Ben Johnson. It's been three straight wins, and people are taking notice. And this Sunday, they're a 5-point favorite against New Orleans. And the next couple of weeks after that, they're at the Ravens, which is a tough game, as we're anticipating Lamar Jackson returning to the lineup, Roquan Smith returning to the lineup. But then you visit the Cincinnati Bengals. Pretty winnable game there. And they have some a couple other games that should be manageable for Chicago. So we could be talking about a 6-3, maybe even 7-2 Chicago Bears team, to where if they win seven straight games after an 0-2 start, I think a lot of people are going to be saying a Ben Johnson coach of the year. The problem with that is that the back half of the schedule is really, really tough, starting with Black Friday when they take on the Philadelphia Eagles. So like, this is a price at 13-1 that, how do I want to say this? I feel very, very strongly that it will improve in your favor over the next month. I'll say that if you bet the 13-1. The problem is, I don't know if you get to the finish line, because once they start playing those contending teams in December, when you really want to be making your case, if they're catching L's, that's how you fumble the bag at the end and ultimately lose the award. So yes, if you want something where the price is going to drop, yeah, I think Ben Johnson at 13-1 is a bet. But to me, I'm not going to be betting it, because I worry about how they're going to close, to where you might just be holding that CLV nice little coaster where it says, I bet 13-1, look at me. And now it's down to plus 200. And then they have to play the Packers twice in 3 weeks, the Eagles, and all these other contending teams. I don't see that ending well for Ben Johnson, the Chicago Bears. So that's why I don't think it's a bet, but I could see why people would be interested as his price went from 18-1 down to 13-1 after the Bears beat the Commanders this past Monday night. Now, let's get to Offensive Rookie of the Year, which I think is really, really fascinating after the injury to Emeka Ebuka. Obviously, we don't root for injuries. Injuries suck. We all love Emeka Ebuka and how he's been playing for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But hey, we have to deal with the reality, and his injury creates a betting opportunity. At least I believe it creates one. Because your favorite right now at BetMGM is Giants quarterback Jackson Dart. Now, Jackson Dart is minus 105. He has played 3 games. The Giants are 2-1. And as I've been calling them, the Gen Z Giants, they're very exciting. People are into the story. They got a lot of juice. Like, everyone has been captivated by what they've been doing over these last 3 weeks, especially last Thursday when they knocked off the defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. But once again, Jackson Dart has played 3 games. And in those 3 games, Jackson Dart has been putting his body on the line. That dude plays like a bat out of hell. Like, he goes absolutely insane, throwing his body out there, diving for extra yards, not sliding when he should. It looks like he's a guy that might be injury prone. Just saying, like we all watch the games. Like, we have to handicap this stuff. He does not necessarily play a safe brand of football. Now, statistically, he's been pretty good. You know, 508 passing yards, 4 touchdowns, has another 167 on the ground, another couple touchdowns on the ground, plays for the Giants in New York, big media market. Everyone's given him a lot of potential, or a lot of attention. I just don't think it's sustainable. And the schedule is also very difficult, which wins and losses don't really matter for Rookie of the Year, but how you play in those games does. And this Sunday, they are going up against the best passing defense in the NFL in the Denver Broncos. I don't like that setup for Jackson Dart whatsoever. And if someone like Dart, who's only played 3 games, can be the favorite, I think it means we can open this thing up for a bunch of different people. Now, of course, Emeka Ebuka is a guy that, like, he's going to come back, and I think he might just, like, regain the throne here for O'Roy and favorite status as a guy who already has 5 touchdowns and 469 yards. But it's a hamstring injury, so let's see. This could be touch and go. Maybe it's 1 week, maybe it's 2 weeks, maybe it's 3 weeks for Emeka Ebuka. Which leads me to another wide receiver that I'd like to bet to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. And I'm doing it, man. One of my philosophies with betting on awards is betting pedigree at big prices. And there's a very, very massive price at BetMGM on Jacksonville Jaguars wide receiver Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter is 100-1 over at BetMGM. Now, you can look at his stats, and they're not impressive at all. 20 catches, 197 yards. However, I will say, interesting comments from head coach Liam Cohen about Travis Hunter's usage. Now, Cohen said that our job as an offensive staff is to make sure we're putting him in the progression. And I think the Jacksonville Jaguars are going to make a more concerted effort to feature Travis Hunter in their passing game. And if that happens, like, let's say this upcoming Sunday, standalone game, national TV over in London, going up against the Rams. Let's say he goes 8 catches, 75 yards. That 100-1, I think, is going to go down to like 30-1. Because I think this is going to be one where you're going to have to put a little bit of blind faith, a little bit of wish casting into it. But you got to do that when everyone's going to be paying attention to what this guy is doing. And if they actually, like, live up to what they're saying and give him more opportunities, these prices are no longer going to be available. You're going to be talking about 30-1 in about a week or so. So I want to take a shot on Travis Hunter because statistically, I don't think he's that far off from some of the other guys. I mean, Matthew Golden has 14 catches for 212 yards. He's 40-1. Travis Hunter's 100-1. Like what? That to me doesn't make a whole lot of sense. This guy was literally the best player in college football last season. Tet McMillan. He has more yards, 380 yards, but he has 27 catches. Travis Hunter has 20 catches. Now, McMillan has 2 touchdowns, but he didn't get those until just recently. I don't see why Travis Hunter can't start to make up the ground on some of these other guys. Now, can he catch Ebuka? That's going to be difficult. But at 100-1, I'll pay to see it. I'll take the chance on the pedigree at the big price. So give me Travis Hunter at 100-1 to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Now, the last two ones, Defensive Rookie of the Year and Comeback Player of the Year, unfortunately, they're rather boring. you know, like defensive rookie of the year, I continue to look at that market and say, there must be a bet here at some point, but I don't know what it is. Giants edge rusher Abdul Carter is your favorite, plus 175. I mean, that's all purely on projection because the stats aren't actually there. 13 tackles, half a sack, one tackle for loss. I mean, he plays a lot, but I mean, does that scream defensive rookie of the year? Not really, but who's going to run him down? My guess right now, if a vote was held today, I think Jahad Campbell would probably win the award at plus 290, but I don't really want to jam plus 290 when I would rather just kind of keep the bullets in the chamber and see what happens as we continue to progress throughout the season. So to me, DeRoy continues to be a no bet. And finally, comeback player of the year. We finally made it to where we're correct. Dak Prescott is the favorite to win comeback player of the year. That has needed to be the case over the last few weeks. And the betting market finally caught up to how well Dak is playing. He's plus 200 at BetMGM, 1,600 passing yards, 13 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. I think as long as the Cowboys can get to like 7-9-1 or 8-8-1, I don't think they can be like a horrendous record. As long as they're somewhat respectable, I think Dak Prescott will be your runaway winner for NFL Comeback Player of the Year. On the other side, Nick Costos joins us with his thoughts on tonight's Thursday night football game between the Pittsburgh Steelers and the Cincinnati Bengals.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.